So as we mentioned, we have some announcements to make this morning. Some of this will be a little bit difficult, so forgive me if I don't make as much eye contact as I normally do. As a church family, we are going to be entering a season of change, a season of transition. In June, Amanda and our family will be moving to Morgantown, West Virginia, to begin serving as the lead minister there. This was not in our plans. This was not something that we sought out. We had plans to be here and to minister with you for another 30 years. But sometimes even our best laid plans and intentions fail to capture God's own plans for our lives. After a lot of fasting and prayer, long nights of wrestling with God, more than a few tears, we are convicted that this is God's plan for our family and for the church family here. At several points along the way, we tried to ignore the call, we tried to hide from God, we tried to run from this calling. But much like Jonah, we've learned that we cannot run from God's calling on our lives. And when God calls us to step out in faith, he will remain faithful. We have such a deep love for you, for this church, for this community. I grew up here. I've been blessed to minister as a part of this church family for nearly 12 years. And I've been privileged to open the scriptures with you week in and week out for almost 6 years from this pulpit and even a couple others along the way. This is our home. You are our family. This is not a decision that we've made out of discontent, discouragement, or division. We're not unhappy. There are no behind-the-scenes problems. We've simply sensed God's calling to step out in faith into a new work. In my preaching here, I repeatedly call us to walk in faith and obedience, and this is an opportunity for us to practice what we've been preaching for so many years. We're not going to Morgantown because they're a bigger or better church. Like almost every other church, they have their own struggles, especially struggling to faithfully follow Jesus in this post-Christian era. But God has helped us to see that he's uniquely prepared us for this calling. We've got a strong desire for a missional vision of the church in a region that desperately needs the church to shine. They have a potential to make an impact for the kingdom of God across the region. The church is in close proximity to nearly 30,000 West Virginia University students, and even though I'm a Buckeye at heart, God has given me a strong sense of calling to minister to college students from my time at Ohio State. The congregation itself is incredibly diverse in age and experience and education. About half of them did not grow up in churches of Christ, and having not grown up in churches of Christ myself, it gives me a unique ability to relate to some of them. But not only is it a good fit for me in my ministry, it's also an incredible opportunity for Amanda and our family. Her calling as a nurse is a significant part of our lives, and in Morgantown, she'll be able to work at one of the best hospitals in the region. And more importantly, she'll be able to devote a greater portion of her time to being with Eliana and Isabel and helping to raise our children to follow Jesus. I'm convinced that this is not only the right decision for our family, but it's the right decision for the church family here in St. Clairsville. As a church family, we are in a pivotal moment in our life together. God has been so good to this church for so many years. From our beginnings in a fairground building in 1948 to the construction of this building almost 70 years later, God has blessed this church immensely, and he has always been faithful. God has a plan for you. He has a plan for this church, and I believe that we are poised for a new season of growth if we will walk in faith and faithfulness. When I began my pulpit ministry, we were in a time of deep hurt, loss, and confusion. But by God's grace, we're able to stick together, heal together, and grow together. We've appointed new deacons, we've hired a youth minister, we've started new community involvement initiatives like Trunk or Treat. We began and then completed the building project, and most significantly, we chose two men to help serve us and lead us, and they are a great group of leaders. We've been through a lot together. There have been growing pains along the way, but I've been encouraged to see our elders and our deacons working together for God's future for this church. And so now I think we are poised with a sense of healing from past hurts, a new building, a solid eldership, deacons who are unified and working together to enter a new season of growth. The foundation is set for God to call a new minister to serve this church family and to help us grow into the future. I'm convinced that God is already preparing a new minister to help serve and lead you in a new season of growth. This decision to leave has been the hardest decision we've made as a family. We love you deeply, and this church will always be home for us. We are so deeply appreciative of the way that you have loved us over the years. I said I wasn't going to cry. I would not be the man or the husband or the father, and I certainly wouldn't be the minister I am today were it not for you. You saw a calling in me as a teenager that I didn't see in myself. You had faith in me to step into a role in a very difficult season in our life together. You were patient with me as I figured out what it meant to be a minister. You were there when Amanda and I started dating. You were there when we became a family. And you were there every step of the way as our family grew. Our family has been forever blessed by your love for us. And my only hope is that my ministry over these past 12 years has been half the blessing to you as you have been to us. We love you deeply, and we believe that God will always be faithful. We believe that God is calling us into this new season, and as difficult as it might be, that God is not going to leave us, that he will see us in our pain and our confusion, and that he will continue to walk with us. This season will be challenging. The transition will be hard. It'll be hard for you. It'll be hard for our family. But I firmly believe that the best days of our church lie not in the past, but they lie in days to come as we follow after God's plan together. And so during this next season, it's crucial for us to stay unified and to keep working together, to keep following our elders' lead, that we seek after God's will together. And most importantly, we have to keep our eyes fixed on Jesus. This is never about any one person. It's never about any one man or one family. It's always been about Jesus. It's always been about his love for us, displayed on the cross so that we might spend forever with him and walk in the calling that he has on our lives. So I want to pray for a moment, and then we'll hand it over to the elders. Father, we thank you so much for your goodness. We thank you for your love. We thank you for the way that you have always been faithful to us. And God, we pray as we enter in this new season together, that you would give us courage and that you would increase our faith. Father, we believe, but we pray that you would help our unbelief. God, we know that you are good, and we know that you have never failed us, and you won't yet. And so, God, we pray as we move forward that you would bless the leaders of this church, that you would bless us all together to trust in you, to walk in faithful obedience to your calling for our lives. And we pray, God, that you would continue to be at work in our lives and our hearts in this community for the sake of your kingdom. And we pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen.
We realize that it's kind of heavy, the news that is on us this morning. But as your shepherds, we have known about this for a few weeks, and it's been heavy on our hearts. But as we look at God's word, we see that when men's hearts are right, that's exactly how he moved people in the New Testament for his work to be done at different places. And Brad's heart is right, and so is his wife. And I know God will use them in great ways in Morgantown. Even though we hate to see them go, he's got plans for them, as he does for us. And as your shepherds, we ask that you keep your focus on Jesus, as Brad talked about, because that's important for us, that we keep the unity right now that we need as we go through this next phase, this next step in the church. We do not want to lose a single soul. From Kelly and Wally clear all the way around to Steve and Nelva, we don't want to lose anybody. It's important we stay together. And your input into this next process is important for us as we look for a new minister. We are beginning the process, and we'll be talking to you more about that, but it's important that we all stay together and keep praying together and keep our focus together, that we get the right person, and that we keep praying for Brad and Kelly, that the decision that God has led them to down there, that their work will be very fruitful, and it'll bless both congregations in this. So please stick together, and Jerry will have a couple words in just a moment. We have one more bit of news that we want to break the congregation. Keaton come to us a while back, and he's got some different plans for his life as well, and we want to share that with the congregation so that we're all on the same page together. He's been serving and working with our youth, and he's going to continue that process. He's not leaving us. His heart is here, and he's staying with us. However, he's taking a new job. He's going to be selling insurance in Pennsylvania. He's still going to be teaching our youth and going to be working with them as much as his job will allow him. But we want to let the congregation know that that change is becoming August or April the 26th, I believe it is. Is that right? And so Keaton will be taking new employment. But if The youth need to get a hold of Keaton, need to talk about something, text him, call him. He's still going to be with us. He's still going to be worshiping with us. He's going to be a part of our congregation here. He's just broadening his experiences and taking a different chapter in his life now. So keep that process in your prayers as well as we get down that road together. So we'll keep everything in our prayers, and let's keep our focus on Jesus. And even though it's kind of heavy on our hearts now, God uses negative things sometimes to turn out positive. And we just got to allow his power to work through this whole process for everybody. So I'll turn it over to Jerry now.
Brad, we want to thank you for the spiritual and inspirational messages that you have given us over the past few years. We know that all things work together for good, for the greater good to those that love the Lord. You have shown us this. His word tells us this. May you and Amanda be confident and assured of the faith that God has set before you, that you may follow the right path. May God bless you both and your family as well. We wish you now the best in your new works. Would you all bow in prayer with me, please? Our God and our Father to each one of us, we humbly come before you now to magnify and glorify your name. We as the body of Christ here give to you all the praise and honor you deserve. Help us as a congregation to unite as one voice and pray together for strength and consolation, knowing that you are in our midst. May we be diligent in seeking a spiritual, truthful gospel preacher in the months to come. Help us to understand and know that this is your will and plan for us. We know that you're a God of love and great patience. Help us to be like-minded towards one another as we move forward. May our faith in you never falter, but grow stronger with each passing day. May our light continue to shine brightly in St. Clairsville and in the valley. As we continue to do your will, please forgive us if we committed any sins against you. We thank you for Jesus and allowing him to give his life to save mankind. We ask this prayer in your Son's holy name, and amen.